One of the most important basic characteristics of an authentic leader is transparency. Probably today more than ever, we're looking for leaders who are open, accessible, vulnerable, but more importantly, understand the importance of sharing information to those that they serve.
My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University.
People think that my favorite vacation is Las Vegas. Actually, it isn't. I enjoy cruising. It gives me an opportunity to get away from everything. And about a year or so ago, my wife and I were on a cruise ship, and I enjoy more than anything else watching us leave port. I think it's one of those premier moments of leadership when you see a crew orchestrate leaving port at an assigned time where there's just all kinds of things going on, and I enjoy that very much. Well, our very first evening, we're to leave our port at 9:30 at night. Well, about 10 minutes ahead of time, I'm out there watching and waiting for us to leave, to see the crew and almost like a musical as they perform their various tasks to move this giant cruise ship away from the port. Well, 9:30, nothing happens. 15 minutes later, nothing happens. 10 o'clock, nothing. We're not moving. As a matter of fact, another ship next door to us leaves the port and takes our time. About 10:30, I notice there are 10 or 12 adults approaching the dock and go up the gangplank and go into the ship. And just then, the gangplank goes up and we start leaving port. No announcement of what happened. And I'm thinking, was there a mechanical difficulty? Was there a health-related issue? Is there something that prevented us from leaving port? But there wasn't any information. No one shared anything at all with us and with people who were watching, because I always believe there's people watching. Well, the next morning, my wife and I are having breakfast, and the maitre d' comes up to our table and invites the two of us to the captain's dinner that evening. Well, that's never happened before, and that was quite an honor. And a few hours later, my wife and I are sitting at the captain's table, and I'm one chair away from an individual who has great experience and navigates a 6,000-passenger cruise line. Well, the first question, of course, I ask is, what happened last night? We didn't leave port at the assigned time at 9:30. And he explained the reason why, and I said, you know, there was no announcement that I didn't know whether there was a health-related problem or a mechanical difficulty. There was a void there, and I certainly wasn't alone. And he listened quietly, and I thought maybe I made a difference in his thinking. And I went on to explain that in higher education, we do everything we can to be transparent, that we're communicating constantly through social media, staff meetings, all kinds of ways to make sure that people that we serve, thousands of students, parents, faculty, staff, alumni, taxpayers, they understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. And transparency is a big deal, being an authentic leader. Well, four mornings later, 4 a.m. in the morning, we hear this bong, 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 this chiming that is a message from the captain. The captain is on a PA announcement for the entire ship at 4 a.m. in the morning. This is your captain speaking. We had a small fire on the 7th floor in a jacuzzi. It's completely gone. It's out. There's no problem at all. I want to let you know, though, in the interest of transparency, we have put everything under control. Have a good morning. My wife turns to me and she says, he's talking to you. That you made a difference in his leadership style and his way of communicating. That struck a chord in terms of our ability to make sure that we are communicating in a timely manner. When people don't know what's going on, it produces negative energy. Most negative energy is unnecessary. It's counterproductive, and it creates an environment not being supportive. It certainly doesn't create ownership. So it's important that as we think about those that we serve, that we're authentic, we're sincere, we're vulnerable. We trust those that around us to take the information and be able to develop a sense of ownership.